You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Settling Eretz Israel. Entering the Land, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it, as I spoke unto Moses. From the desert and this Lebanon, until the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. Joshua chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. The waters which came down from above stood, and rose up in one heap, a great way off from Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. And those that went down toward the sea of the plain, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off, and the people crossed opposite Jericho. And the priests that bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, while all Israel passed over on dry ground, until all the nation were passed clean over the Jordan. Joshua chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites that were by the sea, heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel, until they passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was there spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. The Conquests of Moses. Deuteronomy 2, verse 31. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to deliver up Sihon and his land before thee, begin to possess his land. And Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, unto battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I have delivered him, and all his people, and his land into your hand. And you shall do unto him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. Moses' conquests were on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Sihon's territory, the king of the Amorites, was inherited by the tribe of Gad and the tribe of Reuben. Og's territory, who was the king of Bashan, was inherited by the half the tribe of Manasseh. The Conquests of Joshua. Joshua 6, verses 1 and 2. Now Jericho was completely shut up before the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, even the mighty men of valor. Joshua 8, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, and go up to Ai. See, I have given it into your hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. Joshua 10, verse 12. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aiyalon. Joshua 10, verse 28. And Joshua took Makeda on that day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof. He utterly destroyed them, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining. And he did to the king of Makeda as he had done unto the king of Jericho. Joshua chapter 10, verse 30. And the Lord delivered it, referencing Libna, also, and the king thereof into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, he left none remaining in it, and he did unto the king thereof as he had done unto the king of Jericho. Joshua 10, verse 32. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, and he took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Joshua 10:33. Then Hiram, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. Joshua 10:35. And they took it, referring to Eglon, on that day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. Joshua 10:37. And they took it, referring to Hebron, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but he utterly destroyed it, and all the souls that were therein. Joshua 10:39. And he took it, Debir, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Libnah, and to the king thereof. Joshua 10:41-42. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Joshua 11:1-6. And it came to pass, when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard thereof, that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshvah, and to the kings that were on the north, in the hill country, and in the Arba, south of Kinneroth, and in the lowland, and in the regions of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite, in the hill country, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And all these kings met together, and they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time will I deliver them up, all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. Joshua 11:7-14. So Joshua came, and all the people of the war with him against them by the waters of Merom, suddenly, and fell upon them. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of Israel, and they smote them, and chased them unto great Zidon, and unto Mishrapot Maim, and unto the valley of Mizpah eastward. And they smote them until they left them none remaining. And Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him. He hamstrung their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor, and smote the king thereof with the sword. For Hazor beforetime was the head of all the kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was none left that breathed. And he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take. And he smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoils of these cities, and the cattle, the children of Israel, took for a prey unto themselves. But every man they smote with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them, neither left they any that breathed. Joshua 11:15-17. And the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua, he left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country, and all the south, and all the land of Goshen, and the lowland, and the Arba, and the hill country of Israel, and the lowland of the same, from the bare mountain that goes up to Seir, even unto Baal God, in the valley of Lebanon, under Mount Hermon. And all their kings he took, and smote them, and put them to death. Joshua 11, verse 23. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord spoke unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land had rest from war. All of Joshua's conquests were on the western side of the Jordan River. Jericho was inherited by the tribe of Benjamin. Ai was inherited by the tribe of Ephraim. Jerusalem was inherited by the tribe of Benjamin. Jarmut was inherited by the tribe of Issachar. Makeda was inherited by the tribe of Judah. Libna was inherited by the tribe of Judah. Lachish was inherited by the tribe of Judah. Gezer was inherited by the tribe of Dan. Eglon was inherited by the tribe of Judah. Hebron was inherited by the tribe of Judah. Debir was inherited by the tribe of Dan. Geder and Hormah, as well as Arad and Adullam, were all inherited by the tribe of Judah. Bet-El was inherited by the tribe of Ephraim. Tapua was inherited by half the tribe of Manasseh. Hefer was inherited by the tribe of Naphtali. Aphek was inherited by the tribe of Asher. Sharon was inherited by the tribe of Dan. Madon was inherited by the tribe of Naphtali. Hazor was inherited by the tribe of Asher. Shimron Meron and Aksaph were both inherited by the tribe of Naphtali. Taanach and Megiddo were both inherited by half the tribe of Manasseh. Kadesh was inherited by the tribe of Naphtali. Jokneam was inherited by half the tribe of Manasseh. This district of Dor was inherited by the tribe of Asher. Gilgal was inherited by the tribe of Dan, and Tirzah was inherited by half the tribe of Manasseh. Thank you for listening to Settling Eretz Israel. Shalom.